This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Brr, there's been some crisp fall air and plenty of wind. I know a lot of people are transitioning their houseplants back indoors. For those who've had tropical plants outside, it is time to start preparing to bring them indoors. If it's just one day of cold, consider a cloth or inside a shed or garage. The general rule of thumb is to bring those indoor plants inside when temperatures are consistently hanging in the 50s. Preparing your plants for the move is the first step. First, don't even bother with those that are struggling. Let them go to the great compost in your garden bin. Unless they're diseased, then it's the garbage bin. Check for hitchhikers, such as spider mites, ants, snails, or mealybugs hiding in the potting medium. The most effective way to do this is by soaking the pot in a tub of lukewarm water for about 15 minutes. Any unwanted pests will scramble to the surface in search of air. If no critters come out, you can choose to not repot. However, it may well be worth your while to do it anyway, just in case you miss a little fella. If your plant had substantial growth, check to see if it's root-bound, then find a larger pot. If you choose to repot no matter what, spray the potting medium off the roots. Clean the inside of the container with a 10% bleach solution and thoroughly rinse and dry it. Finally, check the foliage for dead or yellowing leaves. Remove as needed and prune if shaping is required. For additional protection, you can spray the foliage with an insecticidal soap. I'll have all of this on my website, gardenbite.com. Be sure to know where your plant will be placed indoors and make sure the conditions are appropriate. Right plant, right place holds indoors as well as out. Consider heat vents and drafts too. I'll have more information on transplant shock plus a picture of the plant I won't be bringing in. I call her Gigantica. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.